had a number of reports from different myrtle rust. I don't have a total number. What's happening is individuals are now saying they've become infected, but there's certainly reports from a number of different plantations and a number of other not only plantations but bush areas and nurseries as well.
Okay, so it has spread onto lemon myrtle plantations but not tea tree plantations?
At this stage we haven't had any reports from any tea tree plantations, but given that tea tree are a myrtaceae from the myrtaceae family, then it's highly likely that that may occur in the near future.
How long do you think it will take then to spread to the tea tree industry?
Look, because this is a spore, it's a fungal spore spread through the air in some cases, otherwise transported from people, moving clothing and equipment. There are a number of possible routes, and the industries themselves, now that this fungus is becoming more endemic, more widespread, are going to need to look at ways they can control it, look at just general biosecurity principles to stop things, not just myrtle rust but other things as well, and look at how they control movement of people on and off properties to try and minimise the likelihood that will spread there.
Do you have a number of how many plantations on the North Coast, lemon myrtle plantations, have the fungal disease on it?
We've only got at this stage a few. I haven't got a specific number. I'm sure we've got a meeting with stakeholders tomorrow where we'll be discussing more, but certainly there's been a number of myrtle rust.
Has it spread throughout the plantation, or has it just been found on a number of plants?
Look, I don't have the specifics of those individual properties, but you would expect that where it's been, it will continue to spread. It's not something that is going to contain itself to one or two leaves. It really depends. We don't know in the Australian situation what this is going to do. In some cases, it's going to vary depending on the plants, and we've certainly seen examples where on some plants, some species, it doesn't seem to be having a major impact, and others it's having more of an impact. It will depend a little bit on the habitat. It'll depend on the aspect in which direction it's sitting, the humidity, and it'll also depend on the stress levels that the plants are under. So in some cases in nursery situations we've seen where a number of very badly stressed plants have got the disease quite strongly, whereas other stronger, less stressed plants have had very few symptoms at all. It's pretty much a look and learn situation we're in Australia at the moment, because it's the first time we've ever seen this fungus.
Where are the plantations on the North Coast? Do you know if they're located near the tea tree plantations?
At this stage, I'm advised they're up around Lismore, Northern Rivers areas, and I'm not entirely sure how they relate to the specific tea tree properties, but given that there are a lot of tea tree properties up there, it wouldn't surprise me that they weren't too far away.
Are the plantations in quarantine?
No, at this stage, it's been accepted nationally that this is not a disease that we're going to be able to control through quarantine. The issue now is that it's been accepted that this is a disease which is going to become endemic, and what we need to look at from now on is how we might be able to control it and manage it. The difficulty, as I said before, with an organism like a fungus which throws the spore up into the air and can get blown by wind or carried by clothing or by equipment, is that it is very difficult to control. There are a number of projects that will be looking into the future as to how to put in place methods that individual properties can reduce the likelihood of being infected. There are also a number of trials which are being looked at or about to start. Some industry groups are looking at these specifically. It's certainly nationally we're also looking at them, what fungicides are best to use in different situations as well. So there's a number of ways that we'll be looking at that over the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, do you know, were the plants destroyed?
No, the plants, again, because this disease is now considered to be something that people have to manage and live with, it will be up to individuals whether they want to destroy them. But again, as I said, in the Australian situation, we're not sure how this will affect plants in the long term. Some plants won't get very infected and won't be very impacted. Others will be more affected. And so as we learn more about this, we'll learn more about how to manage it also.